This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Churches in Sri Lanka were mostly empty Sunday as Christians stayed home, 1 week after a series of deadly bombings by Islamist militants. The Archbishop of Colombo, Cardinal Malcolm Ranjith, held a televised mass attended by the President and the Prime Minister.
We are truly sorry for all the families that have lost their loved ones and their dear ones. And I ask you, dear brothers and sisters, please pray for them.
The country's former Chief Justice, Sarath Silva, joined more than 100 Buddhist monks to remember the victims of the Easter Sunday bombing.
But unfortunately, what has happened is happened. And it is our duty to express our solidarity with the totality of the Sri Lankan population.
Outside of San Diego, California, authorities say a 19-year-old man opened fire on a synagogue on the last day of Passover, killing one woman and wounding three others. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem that two of the injured are from Israel.
During the service for the last day of the Passover holiday, 19-year-old John Ernest burst into the Chabad synagogue and opened fire with an assault rifle. Witnesses said 60-year-old Lori Gilbert Kay jumped in front of Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein and was killed. The rabbi was wounded, losing two fingers. Two other worshippers, both Israelis, were also wounded. 8-year-old Noya Dahan was wounded by shrapnel, and her uncle, Almog Peretz, was shot in the leg. The Dahan family had moved to the San Diego area from the Israeli town of Sderot, near the border with the Gaza Strip, to escape frequent Palestinian missile attacks. Linda Gradstein for VOA News in Jerusalem.
And from Washington, this is VOA News. A divided Spain is voting Sunday in its third general election in 4 years. All eyes are on whether a far-right party will enter parliament for the first time in decades. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Polling shows no party's close to gaining a majority, so a deadlocked parliament is a strong possibility. The campaign has focused on Spaniards' hearts rather than their wallets, for the first time since the financial crisis. As political commentators have been pointing out, though, one result is certain from the choice of leading candidates. Spain's next prime minister will be young, cosmopolitan, white and male.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Airstrikes hit the Libyan capital late overnight as eastern forces loyal to Khalifa Haftar continued their campaign to take Tripoli. Haftar's Libyan National Army has repeatedly flown airstrikes since starting an offensive 3 weeks ago to take the capital held by the internationally recognized government. The Tripoli forces have pushed back the LNA on the ground in some southern suburbs in recent days. Mozambican authorities are urging people to seek higher ground to avoid the flooding and mudslides that are expected in the aftermath of Cyclone Kenneth. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The flooding is worsening, with waters now waist high in places. The government has urged people to immediately seek higher ground. Hundreds of thousands of Mozambicans are at risk. Residents in the region's main city, Pemba, are reported to be frantic as rushing waters flood their homes and heavy rains fall. Women and girls have used buckets and pots to try to scoop the torrent from their front yards, but in vain, as the water has continued to pour in. Authorities say there have been a number of deaths after Cyclone Kenneth arrived Thursday evening with the force of a Category 4 hurricane. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The death toll from Kenneth stands at 5. The film Avengers Endgame is on track to become the biggest film of the year. Over the weekend, it was smashing records around the world. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Thanos did exactly what he said he was going to do. He wiped out 50% of all living creatures.
And Avengers Endgame is doing exactly what the Walt Disney Company hoped, wiping out the competition, setting multiple box office records just a day after its release. Its Thursday previews and Friday opening brought in a record $156.7 million in North America, easily topping Star Wars The Force Awakens and Avengers Infinity War.
This is the fight of our lives.
It also set a record globally with $644 million by the end of Friday. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.